Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Ariel.
Hello.
Our beautiful producer, Rachel.
Hi.
Welcome back, Rachel. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It has. Listen, you have all the power here. Mm. Tell the boys to release me to you, and then I'll just do this. Yeah. And they can fend for themselves.
Rachel's just been working.
Yeah.
Working. Yeah. We also have our Pixette Miles is here, as Woo! Always. Our little Pixie Rainy is not with us today. So we miss her.
It is raining, though.
It is raining. Oh. I'm feeling very cozy today.
In that way, so we honor cozy. Her. Mm-hmm. Guys, so I wasn't here last week because I did not feel good. That's why I didn't come with Dr. Travis.
Right.
And I was watching a mountain of TV while I was away.
What'd you watch?
A mountain. So I watched The Morning Show, which I was getting back into. The new season has begun. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They got me in first two episodes. I'm like, yes, love this. The end of the second episode, I get a COVID mention. They're like, oh, there's this new thing going around COVID. Should we cover it? They're a, you know, a news show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Next episode starts. One of the anchors is in Wuhan, China. Being awoken, being told that the city is now shutting down. And that is when I promptly turned off my TV.
Wait, they heard about COVID in this fictional place. And then they were like, let's go straight there.
There was no explanation. I'm sure they were going to explain it later in the episode, but I immediately turn off TV shows that discuss COVID with fictional people.
Interesting.
Do you guys watch, like, did you watch Grey's Anatomy? Or like there was a reference to COVID in You this last season.
Oh, yeah.
Does any of that make you go like, no, enough. We're living it. I don't want to watch it when I'm trying to relax.
I don't watch any of those shows. I only watch shows that are based in fantasy or in BC.
Ariel, how about when they mention the bubonic plague? You out, you in?
Oh, I'm in. I'm totally in. But I feel like I would stick around for even a COVID mention. I mean, okay. It's still a fictional world. I still, you know, if I'm invested, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. It depends on how, I don't know. I don't think it's fair for me. Like, if you're going to do it, be good and like propel, I don't know. In the mention of it, we like kind of go, I use media to kind of escape. So if it's not, I don't know how to explain it. I think I don't want to give any spoilers on those who haven't watched it and like have been following the seasons, but I think there was one instant that I thought was like kind of cathartic and well done. And then they just move on. But like doing an entire season like Grey's Anatomy, I haven't been tuning into that, but I heard that they did one entirely focused on COVID. And I feel like that would probably be too much for me to watch just because going to work and living that reality and hearing from friends on like what that was like and us as the world like went through this and are still going through this and are still processing it and will probably be processing it for our entire lives. I think it can be a little much.
But
how about you, Rach?
I mean, on the other hand, we will be processing this for our entire lives.
Yes.
And so in these shows that are supposed to reflect reality, you know, or like, you know, look like just a normal day, just with really extremely beautiful people, then I feel like COVID, it makes sense. It's like, oh, right. Yeah. If they didn't mention it, it would be strange.
See, I feel the opposite. Did you guys watch Newsroom on HBO?
I think I watched like one season.
Yeah, it was Jeff Daniels. It was an amazing, amazing show. Like, in my opinion, one of the best like news-related shows that's ever come out. And I was thinking back to it on like, okay, why did I like Newsroom so much when they did cover real events? Uh-huh. And why did I immediately turn off Morning Show and say, I'm not watching this season at all? And I think it was because Newsroom was set 10 years essentially in the past. Mm. So like the topics that they were covering were like Osama bin Laden getting killed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like we were so far removed from it. It's kind of hard, I think, watching TV shows where like we're coming into the office wearing masks, getting tested, you know, new restrictions are coming out every day. I'm watching fictional people mm-hmm. now do the exact same thing or like go through this thing when it's been like, we're still in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not done.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not done. I found it fascinating to watch reality TV shows that had to deal with it in real time that came out before. So the one I'm referencing is Formula One, F1, Drive to Survive. The best show
Rachel's
out there.
Favorite show.
Yeah. It is my favorite show. Quasi was just at the F1 race in Austin. I was supremely jealous.
That's cool.
But the first two seasons, there's no COVID. And then the third season, there is COVID, but they're not in this pretend world like The Bachelor where they're secluded away. They're out among the people. And some of the top racers get COVID immediately because they're traveling around Europe. And it's early days and they don't know what to do. And it was
very
interesting to watch them grapple with it.
Yeah.
I found that fascinating. But I agree. I don't like TV that makes me feel bad, even if I can agree that the TV show is super well done. Mm-hmm. I only like things that are either stupid, silly fantasy things. Hello, Love Island, Looking at You, or very wholesome, like Queer Eye, British Bake Off. I don't like Breaking Bad made me feel too bad to watch. Is it like the most acclaimed TV show of all time? Yes. My husband left town to work on a show and he rewatched the whole thing because I'm not there.
He's like, this is my time.
This is my time.
It's science, bitch.
It's so good. But I don't like it, made me feel bad.
Yeah.
So I don't watch it. So I agree. I don't want people grappling with COVID on my TV screen.
Yeah. Do you get that way with like I remember watching This Is Us when my grandpa was dying.
Yeah.
No. And the show like immediately had the grandpa character also dying of the exact same cancer. And I was like, you guys.
Yeah. No.
It like felt like a personal attack, even though it wasn't like, you know, that's a very like insular thing to happen, whereas I feel like COVID is this like collective tragedy that we're all like and trauma that we're all like currently living through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't want to cry. That's why I had to, sorry, Miles. That's why I had to stop watching Grey's Anatomy. I cried every episode. I didn't need that much catharsis.
But is there ever a good cry? Do you ever watch a good cry show?
Ooh, that's the thing is with those shows, I feel like This Is Us in particular. Every time I watch that show, I cry.
The heartstrings.
That's just what you do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I would watch those shows by myself, you know, like Ned would be working or something. And then I would just have a good cry.
Yeah.
You know, but I would do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I would totally do it on purpose. And I feel like I'm not ready to cry about COVID yet. Mm. You know, I'm still like, gotta be strong. And I'm not prepared to have that like cathartic, like, oh God, this was such a big thing that happened. And it was so sad. And it was so like,
no, I'm not over it till our kids are vaccinated. So until that happens, we're still in it.
While we're talking about this, I'm thinking of Bo Burnham's Inside. And I feel like that's like that cathartic cry that we all, like everyone that I know has enjoyed it. And
movie special make you cry?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Really? I did not cry. I
cried
the whole
so
time.
Hard. Sometimes when I listen to back on the soundtrack, it's on Spotify now.
Wait, which part?
I know.
Which part?
That's so funny.
Funny feeling, I think, gets you.
It does.
Except when they mention Logan Paul. I'm like, must we?
Yeah.
Must we?
But
All
to
Eyes
me,
on Me, too.
All
I used
eyes
to
on
be
me.
Such a bop, but I still kind of tear up at the end. I'm like, ugh.
Wait, give me like a tidbit of the song I need.
All Eyes on Me is All Eyes on Me. All Eyes on Me.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. There it is.
Concert one.
Like we give
the songs are such good parodies of songs that it never like pulled on my heartstrings. I was just like in awe of the music he made and thought it was so clever.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot. I didn't cry.
I laughed a lot, did not cry. Although there was one that sort of made me like think a lot and have like sort of an existential crisis.
Mm-hmm. Was it White Woman's Instagram?
No. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for that.
Good timing.
No, it wasn't. No, it was the one where it's like the one about the internet. Where it's like,
welcome to the internet.
Welcome to the internet. And he's like a circus. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the we have everything.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything all of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that just that got me. I was like, oh my God. That is the internet.
Yeah.
It's just wild. It's just a wild circus.
It's so dark when you think about it.
It is. It's so dark.
But and the message I took from it too a little bit is like entertainment media is a distraction on like the real shit that's going on in the world. And I think that's what made me so sad.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Maggie. Now I'm not going to be able to watch it without crying.
Cry out of happiness too though. Because you think Bo Burnham, cry for him. Like his career. You're like, oh, you've done it. You've done it. You went from being this, like, honestly, like, pretty offensive, stupid kid, like, when you were younger to, like, a full artist.
Yeah.
Like, he has made that transition into full, like, artist. And so I also thought it was interesting the way he grappled with loving and hating the internet. So without the internet, he wouldn't be there. Right?
Mm, exactly. Absolutely.
You know, without the internet, we wouldn't have streaming services. We wouldn't have Netflix where it was.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, we deal with that every day.
Yeah.
Without the internet.
Yeah.
There's no us.
There's no us.
My best cry as of late was My Octopus Teacher. I watched it twice.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I have heard that it is a cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you cry when... I can't say it. You haven't seen it yet.
No, go on. It's okay.
If you cry over animals, it's a good cry.
Okay. I think you guys all know this. That
you cry over old people.
Old people and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not a horse, but it's a lot smarter than a horse.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if an octopus gets me going like that.
The whole... Oh, after the end, I think you will.
Really?
I watched it twice. I watched it and then I was like, what's it so good? And I watched it with him.
Do you cry harder the second time?
Yeah, I knew what was coming.
Oh.
You started crying much sooner.
Oh, man.
I recently watched Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
In Spanish.
Paw Patrol.
I'm never getting into it. It seems like the addiction is
Real. It is real. No, yeah. We did not do it on purpose.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid.
It just happened. It was like Wes was watching, I don't know, something that like a garbage truck picking up garbage on YouTube. And then it just switched to Paw Patrol.
Yep.
And that's now he's like... You. He's like,
YouTube knows.
Chase is on the case.
Oh.
And I was like, wait a minute. What's happening? Rubble on the double. Oh my God. What is going on here?
At one point in my life, my niece and I would FaceTime and we would talk about like ice cream or apples or Halloween costumes. And then the next time she was like, do you know about Sky saving the day? And I was like, oh, what is this? And that's why I've been avoiding Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the girls are going to get introduced some way or another.
Somehow.
Probably Wes. Probably
Wes.
Guys.
It's going to be
Chase
Wes.
Is on the case.
He loves the Paw Patrol.
See.
Well, also Paw Patrol contacted Ned. And you guys, okay, so
he's
got
getting
back.
Arrested by the paws.
We got back from Big Bear. And we had probably 20 packages on our porch.
From Paw Patrol?
Wow.
Five of them were from Paw Patrol.
Okay.
Well, they gave us
Wes
like,
hit the lotto with his parents.
Okay, so I came home with Finn. Ned was driving with Wes. I promptly put all the boxes. Like I opened them up and I was like, oh no. Oh no. No, 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 no. It's just they're just toys. They're just Paw Patrol toys.
Whoa.
And I had to go put them out in the garage because I was like, if Wes sees these, he's going to freak. But like one of them is a larger than toddler sized you guys haven't seen the Paw Patrol movie, but they have like they go to the city, Adventure City, because they live in Adventure Bay.
Honestly.
So,
Is that like South Bay, North Bay?
I imagine it's probably like South Bay.
Bay
yeah.
Area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. nice. You know, it's
fancy.
It's kind of like the suburbs.
Gotcha.
and so, but they go to Adventure City. Because Paw Patrol has been doing so well, it was a very strange sort of situation. But Ryder, the little kid, mm-hmm. decided to build an entire skyscraper just for the Paw Patrol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for just, you know, so that they could provide their saving services mm-hmm. in Adventure City.
Well, so no like height limits in Adventure City.
No, used to be blocking. No, this one.
Paw Patrol gentrification.
So they sent
gentrification.
You a building that's bigger than West?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what every parent
wants. That was one of the boxes. And I was like, this one is never coming out. I'm sorry, Paw Patrol, but we will not be opening that one.
R.I.P. Paw. In Big Bear this weekend, it was also Uncle Matt and Aunt Becky's favorite activity to try and get Wes to admit that he loved us more than Paw Patrol.
Oh,
that's true. And if he didn't, we would lift him up by his feet and promptly slam him on a couch.
Yeah.
And?
Best day ever.
He never admitted it.
He never did.
Never admitted it.
Wow. Like,
no. Your torture tactics did not work.
One day.
I love seeing you and Matt with you wearing a baby. I was like, look at this. Mountain couple with young child.
I yeah. know. Matt comes out. I mean, Matt, beautiful Matt, comes out wearing this, like, you know, like a sweater, cozy sweater. And I was just like, oh, this is the Big Bear that I've always wanted.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's Mr. November.
Yeah. He is our Big Bear.
Yeah. He's our Big Bear.
Yeah. All right.
We were looking for gay bars in Big Bear.
Oh, and yeah.
They none. Don't exist.
They don't exist.
Well, Big Bear's not.
Yeah, I know. But I just feel like it's a missed opportunity.
It is.
Yeah. The closest one was in like Arrowhead. And Palm then the Springs. Other one was in like, yeah, it was like in Redlands. And when we were driving back, I was like, this is an hour away.
Yeah.
Down the mountain.
Redlands is down the mountain.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
If you want Big Bear to be more beautiful, you need to build some gay bars so that there's somewhere for the people to go when they come up for their fall weekend.
Yeah. The leaves were changing. It was beautiful.
And a way to get mm-hmm. not so carsick up that mountain.
That would be nice too. Oh man. I think it's down the mountain that gets me.
Down the mountain got me this time. We had to pull over and like look at the
scenery.
Clouds. The clouds were like on top of the mountain, and it looked like when you're in an airplane. And so we, you know, that's pulled off to the side where everyone else was also pulling off to like promptly.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is Zach has this. Well, it's Bowie's Frisbee, but I have it in the side console in the car. And like the little thing right there. And I like to take it out while Zach's driving and I pretend to drive too. Cause if not, I get really like car sick.
That is so funny.
And like sometimes I get more car sick than others and I do take a Dramamine, but I like pretend.
What if you drove?
I do, but I don't want to drive sometimes the entire way. But if I'm not driving and I just like wake up, sometimes the Dramamine makes me a little sleepy too. Or a Bonnie. Mm-hmm. I need to take Bonnie too.
What's Bonnie?
It's also like an anti- car sick, it
sounds, it sounds trendy.
Mescaline or something like that.
It sounds trendy.
It's supposed to be non-drowsy, but like the only way I can deal with motion sickness is to be closest to dead, which is asleep.
Okay,
so guys, Frisbee hack.
Frisbee hack. Have I talked to you guys about my car sickness theories?
No. I've never heard them.
Okay, so I don't get car sick. And I don't understand why.
Humble brag. Weird flex, Ariel.
I know. Kind of
weird flex. Perfect.
But like, I don't get car sick and I don't get seasick. And
so jealous.
Jelly.
I know.
But why would you assume that you would?
Exactly. Okay. So this is the direction that I'm
She's
going
jealous.
Here.
Because
I am jealous.
Sick.
Oh, no. You're jealous of us?
No. I'm thinking about my kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So So Ned was driving Wes one day and, and he said, you know, Wes got car sick on the way down. And I was like, what?
Was he like playing, reading?
He was watching Paw Patrol probably. But I was like, what? Wes got car sick? Wes never gets car sick. And then I'm thinking to myself, where does car sickness come from? Actually, this would be a good medical myth.
Yeah,
maybe, I want to know where car sickness comes
from.
I've
never actually done a deep dive. Go ahead.
I know. They have glasses now that help you. Because I get very motion sick, even on like I don't know, the slowest of drives, mm-hmm. I'll still be like, mm-hmm. They have glasses now. It's something about the way your eyes focus and the way that like your eyes can't focus on what's going on. So uh-huh. these glasses that they have mirrors all around them. And something about these, like, it literally is like circle next to your eyeballs, circle here, circle in the front. Uh-huh. And it's supposed to help you sort of like
focus.
Yeah. Mm. It's something about your eyes not being able to focus. And then it makes your like equilibrium off.
Do you wear glasses?
No.
I do wear glasses.
Humble brag.
But I've tried all the things. Like I make sure I'm not texting or I'm not on my phone. I'm not reading. Right. I'm looking out in the horizon.
We have some loud mofos outside. Who are you?
So I've tried all the things, yeah. but it's just knowing where you are right. in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I think some people are more sensitive than others.
Right.
My parents, I think my dad's really bad. So is my sister. But I remember whale watching one time and like the deckhand was like trying to flirt with me and my sister. And Ivana was getting super, super seasick. We were drinking ginger tea. We were chewing ginger. We had like the pressure bracelets on. Mm-hmm. And I remember her turning to the deckhand. She's like, excuse me, we really need to focus on existing right
on
now.
The horizon.
So please stop talking to us.
Wait, so how does ginger help? How do the pressure things help?
There's like essential oils that you can smell too.
Mint and ginger are very like soothing for the tummy. So mm-hmm. if you ever have like a stomach ache, yeah, and so very, like soothing.
So car sickness, it's more of a like tummy thing.
Nausea. Mm-hmm. Nausea. Yeah. Right. Like sort of an intense like hangover almost.
Interesting.
Where you're just like, ugh.
Because I sort of have this theory that it is partly like, because you know you're going to get car sick, you know, like
someone told me it was in my head.
Oh, it's psychosomatic.
That is partially psychosomatic. I know that some people are more
June gets car sick mm-hmm. and has for a while, and it's only on long road trips, and it's usually as night is falling, yeah. so she yeah. stops being able to see outside. I think,
yeah, animals get car sick
too. And I don't
think
she's in her head about it.
Yeah,
the horizon line isn't matching up with your movement, yeah. and your brain thinks you're being poisoned and needs to expel the poison. It's the same reason when you get alcohol sickness, your brain is like, "You've been poisoned. Your vision is crazy.
Get rid of it.
We need to throw up." Mm. If you're on a boat and it's rocking, or you're in a car and you're not, that's why when you're not driving. So if you're in the driver's seat, you can control it yeah. because you know that if you're turning, your brain can make sense of it. But mm-hmm. if you're not driving.
Oh, so it's not just like your equilibrium's off. No. So that's making you feel mm-mm. unbalanced.
Your brain is like.
It has something to do with your inner ear, too.
It's your, yeah. It's yeah. like
your. And your eyes aren't matching up.
Right.
Like your yeah. eyes plus the sense, like your receptors mm-hmm. aren't.
You think you're being poor.
Yeah, that's why when you like, if you have like a really bad mushroom trip, you're throwing up. It's because uh-huh. your brain's like, you've eaten mushrooms.
Well, the mushrooms are also like poisonous.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's like the same effect. Yeah. It's like if you're on something that's rocking, yeah. your brain is getting the reaction as if you have something in your stomach that is making you poison, so you're throwing up.
Wait, so I almost never throw up from drinking either.
There you go.
So is it just that my body... is more, it's like
I can take being poisoned.
It's like it's better at being poisoned.
Yeah. Ariel, every day we're going to give you just a little bit of poison
to survival see of the
what
fittest.
Your limit is.
You know,
Ariel's going to outlive us all.
That is how people get immune to poison, is they give themselves a little bit of poison every day.
What? Oh, yeah. Have you seen the girl on TikTok? I don't know why I watch it, but I'm following her journey. She's been trying not to be allergic to carrots.
Oh, so she gives herself a little
every
bit of
day. She measures a little bit of carrot and she eats it, and then she tracks her symptoms, and every day she eats a little more carrot.
That's kind of what they do for like food challenges.
You know
in,
what?
Like you allergy watch the most clinics.
Interesting carrots TikTok. Are not worth it.
They give like I know. This well, much egg.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You. Alcohol is
that's
worth what it. She's doing. Carrots are not worth it.
Carrot if you've good. Never had a carrot.
I mean,
sounds like she's eating carrots
she?
Every day.
And she's eating carrots every day now, but they're like little because she has to go baby.
Interesting.
Yeah. Baby.
How do you buy this many carrots?
She buys a normal carrot and she cuts it. She measures it. They do it with like peanut butter too. There was a girl in a doctor's office like
oh, yeah.
trying different kind of like
peanut
nuts.
Butter seems more worth it.
Yeah. It's also just
but what
like,
if you've never had a carrot?
I've had a friend.
I'm here to tell her as someone who's had a lot of carrots, they're good, but like you can move on.
What were you saying, Max? You know, Zach's dad's comfort foods are carrots. I remember he got stung by a jellyfish and Margo, his wife, was like, can I get you anything, Adam? He's like, I'd like a carrot. And I was like, Adam, all the things you can have right now, a carrot? He's like, yeah.
But like soft or?
No.
Hard, just a hard crunchy, carrot.
A crunchy carrot. Farmer's market carrot.
He wants all that nutrients.
With He's ranch? A simple man. No, so just like an apple.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, obviously, if you got somebody jellyfish, you're on the beach.
Yeah.
Or in the water.
Oh, yeah. Where would you get a carrot?
Can you get me a carrot? And you're like, no, we're in the middle of nowhere.
He's like, I'm having such a bad day.
I need a carrot.
I need a carrot. Carrot.
So. Sometimes you need a carrot.
Yeah.
Like unwashed, just with the stalk on it. They're like,
Bugs Bunny style.
Oh, probiotics. Yep.
But anyway, so I actually told Ned, I was like, okay, try not to encourage the car sickness. You know, like, don't say like, okay, do you need me to pull over? You know, because... What Ned was doing was, you know, Wes is sitting here watching his thing. We're coming down from Big Bear, which is like, it, you know, 90% of people get car sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Ned was a little hungover and he was getting a little car sick, even though he was driving. Oh. And so he pulls over and he's like, Wes, are you getting car sick? And he's basically leading the witness. You know, Wes is fine watching his
you movie. You know what, witness?
Watching his movie. And Wes is like, yeah, I guess so. And Ned's like, great. Oh, okay. So let's get out and walk around a little bit. And then it gets back in. And then like a little bit farther down, Wes is like, I think I'm getting car sick. And Ned's like, okay, we'll pull over, you know? And I don't even think that Wes knows what car sickness is, but he's like, he's getting car sick.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And so now I'm like, okay, you like, don't encourage him with the car sickness. If he's getting sick, absolutely pull over.
Right, right.
You know, but
Wes,
like,
he's gonna start being like, I'm hungover.
I'm a little hungover. I know. Yeah. He just does what everybody else does, you know? Because he's just a kid. Yeah, I don't need to talk more about the kids on the podcast, but he did something very funny yesterday in like the middle of a huge tantrum where he literally like he put his hand like this and he was like, I want no rules. Yes, toys, those are your options. And I was like, who are you?
A genius.
No rules. Yes, toys.
You can pick, Mom.
Yeah. He was like, those are your options. Oh, man. Yeah.
And you were like, I am the mother, and that is your only option.
I know. I had to really get into like this sort of existential conversation with him where I was like, okay, if you don't have rules, then you, well, actually he also, this broke my heart, but he said, no mom. He said, I want no rules, no mommy, yes toys, yes dirt bike, no bath, because he didn't want to get in the bath, no bath. And I was like, okay, well, Wes, you cannot have dirt bike if you don't take a bath because you got really dirty today and you need to take a bath because you're on your dirt bike. And if you have no mom, then you don't get toys because how else are you going to get toys, bud? Yeah. Like, that's just how it works. And he was like, no, those are your options.
I think know. Like kids being illogical is so funny.
It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Like, not funny that they're upset. Like, Wes was upset that his dirt bike ran out of power, right? Mm-hmm. So he was so upset. He was so, like, I want it to go. And like, we're all like, oh, well, Wes, to make the dirt bike go, you have to plug in the battery. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, no, I want it charged now.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's so funny that kids like cannot put that together where it's like, but if we left right now and plugged it in, it would take less time for you to get back on your dirt bike.
Right. Yeah, but they can't. There's no prefrontal cortex development to help them
no like reasoning skills for that. And I don't know. I just think it's funny. Yeah.
Their little lizard like, brain just so wants funny. What it wants.
Yeah. They're like, no, I want the battery to be charged now. And I'm like, me too, bro. I would love if it would just charge.
I hear ya.
I told him he had to invent a battery that never died.
If he did.
Yes.
We can all
live my option for
plant
him.
Plant those seeds now.
If he does, We can all live off of Wes's money forever and ever and ever.
That's true. I was like, Wes, wouldn't it be cool if there was a battery that never died and your dirt bike would run forever? He's like, yeah, it would be really cool. I was like, well, you got to get bigger and invent one.
And what did he say?
He's like, I guess. And he's like scooting around this dead dirt bike. Oh, man. It was so cute.
Poor guy. We missed you, Maggie.
I missed you, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling well that morning.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah.
And I'll take work off so I can get there sooner.
Wait, so when you drink alcohol, do you also lose your prefrontal cortex? How does that work?
I don't know.
I feel like children are like drunk people.
They are. Mm-hmm.
But not in the same way of drinking. I think
that's in their like motor development. Mm. Huh. They're like drunk people. And they're always hungry.
Yeah.
Same.
Same. Yes, I would say.
Same.
Because they're growing so much.
That's true. And then when they actually sit down to eat, they eat nothing.
Yeah. Well.
Although not your girls. They're excellent meal eaters.
It depends on the mood of the day. Yeah. But they do an okay job. June had a rhinos. There's a cold going around preschool, not COVID.
There's just a cold going around.
Yes. And she was up in the middle of the night and she was like, Mommy, my nose is running. Get something from the drawer to fix it. Aww. And I was like, oh, baby, there's not any medicine that you can take that'll fix a runny nose. It just has to run. And she was like, no. Oh. I was like, yeah.
She's so tired.
That's how it goes. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm. These hard life lessons.
I know.
It's really hard. She just kept being like, get something from the drawer. I was like,
a tissue?
Yeah. Listen, we had snot suckers. We had tissues. No. We gave her Tylenol. I even gave her a vitamin in the middle of the night. I was like, here, take this. Go this to will sleep.
Help. A little placebo vitamin.
But she just wanted something to fix it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that'll fix it.
Mm. Okay, well, speaking of the weird things that Becky watches on TikTok. I'm talking about your carrot microdosing.
My carrot girl.
Is that what microdosing is, by the way?
But with drugs.
Essentially, the definition of microdosing is taking little amounts of something.
A little dose.
Mm-hmm. A little dose.
A little dose. But not to make yourself less allergic. People talk about microdosing with like drugs more in terms of like psilocybin, which is like magic mushrooms, which are now, legislation was passed last year, that they are allowing psilocybin to now be used for like medical purposes. And they're expanding their research, you know, because it helps with depression, anxiety, like mood disorders. Mm-hmm. I think it helps with, I want to say schizophrenia was one of the things on there. And like seizures. Yeah.
I think they're studying chronic pain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people microdose with magic mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like in the 70s, people microdosed with acid.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm imagining they're cutting teeny tiny pieces. Or is it like that they have turned it into a liquid or something?
The medical ones I've seen are liquid droppers.
Okay, interesting.
But you can also have teeny tiny pieces in like a chocolate or something.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You can microdose the same way you would have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
But it's better for you.
It is better for you.
Yeah.
What other things? So chocolate is better for you?
Chocolate is very good.
That's always good. What other things are you seeing on TikTok?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was watching all these shows and then morning show ruined it for me. And I was like, I'm not watching these shows, but I'm on Book Talk, which is these like people that just recommend all these books. And like sometimes
I need to get on
this. Yeah. But I got three new mystery books and all three of them have been like amazing. Yeah. Wow. I read all of them in like, I don't know, a week, maybe less.
Three books in a week?
Yeah, I was sick.
Okay, that's fair. You weren't doing much else because you're curled up on the sofa.
Yeah, and but damn, hashtag Becky. Insomnia life. You wake up at like 4. You need something to do for an hour.
Oh my goodness. Quietly. Wes came padding up the stairs at like 5:45 a.m. and Becky's sitting on the couch just like, hi.
I said hi really quietly because I didn't want to scare him. And he's going down the stairs going, be careful, okay. Be careful, okay? Be careful, okay? On every step.
I was really trying not to fall.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hi. Don't be scared. Becky's just here in the dark.
Still dark.
Do you have a book light?
I don't have a book light, but there was a nice little bear light that was next to me that I turned on. I was like, derp.
Yeah.
But yeah, Book Talk has been really good to me lately. And I was wondering if you guys have ever been recommended something on TikTok, Instagram, you know, the general interwebs, you know, the TikTok made me buy it kind of trend that you loved or was like, oh, this was a mistake. This does not work.
To be honest, I follow this one influencer who I love most of the things that she does. Her name is Rebecca Habersberger.
Also, guys, don't want to brag. I am TikTok famous right now.
I saw. But reacting to the cinnamon roll chili situation?
I don't know. TikTok's one of those apps where you put a lot of effort into things. And then the ones where you wake up at 6 in the morning and you just shake your head no. 3.6 million views later.
Wow.
But you go. It keeps growing.
It keeps growing. No hashtags, no nothing, zero effort.
It's just Becky going,
no. But no, Ned said I should be the no girl.
No.
Any video where I shake my head and go, no.
No. Oh, I a million would watch views. That. I get that.
Yeah. I feel like we need a sticker, like a GIF of Becky just doing no.
Ooh, I would love that too.
Yeah.
I was thinking about merch today. And I was just thinking about how it would be so fun to have a shirt. Okay, so I have this hat that says not clickbait that is from I think VidCon like 5 years ago or something like that. Uh-huh. I still wear it and I think it's so funny. But
although Ariel is the queen of free merch. Oh, if there is a hat, a shirt, a water bottle, Ariel's like, yeah, we'll use that. But we do. And then I see her wearing it like 3 years later and I'm like, well,
She used it. But I think it would be really funny to have like a sweatshirt or t-shirt that says I've been influenced. But you bought it off of Instagram or TikTok.
Ariel.
You've been influenced to buy a shirt that says I've been influenced.
I'm crying. I find it so funny. You are tearing up. It's actual so funny. Tears.
It's just
very
so
meta.
It's so meta. Exactly. That's why it's so funny.
But what have you bought? What have you been influenced?
Well,
have you been influenced to buy a shirt? A sweater?
What have I been
influenced to buy? One that says hashtag mom life.
I mean, there is that. Yeah. I definitely buy those. I feel like I don't buy things off of, well, I don't use TikTok. I have it, but I don't like scroll. I usually just scroll through Instagram. Uh-huh. And you can't really buy things on Instagram as well. I think you can
buy things better. Instagram has a like in-platform shopping. I think Instagram
it replaced
is to sell you stuff.
The like.
That's what they've decided to do.
Button. Instead, it's the shopping button.
Uh-huh. Their motive is clear. Instagram is to sell you stuff. TikTok is for your enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I was going to say at the start of this, I feel like I was wrong about TikTok if you go back 50 episodes ago. Where we were like, TikTok's not for us. It's for the children. I think it's for us.
See?
Yeah.
All I have to do is send you one TikTok every week and slowly get you in.
I went on TikTok initially and I was like, Becky, help. My TikTok's really bad.
It had to figure you out.
And Becky was like, hold on. I got you. Yeah. Let's get this algorithm
aligned. I sent her like 10 videos that were like kids, some folding, beauty cleaning, stuff, cleaning. Beauty. I was like, just put these on loop.
Dogs, cats.
Yeah. My mom's on TikTok. She sends me TikTok all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
Ariel, come on over.
Will you guys start sending me TikTok so that I can.
I'm on Food Talk right now. I've been influenced to cook all sorts of things.
I save all those videos and then I cook them. I go on TikTok and then I go on grocery delivery and I toggle between the two apps and I build my grocery list.
Genius.
That's pretty good. What have you made?
I have made that salmon rice bowl over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's been going viral.
Was it delish?
Mm-hmm. Emily Mariko, she's just been exploding.
Mm-hmm.
She has been.
Yeah. So it's very simple, but she is giving people a way to make leftovers very easy, very seamless. She's the one who puts the ice cube on top of the sushi rice with the paper on top in the microwave so your rice doesn't dehydrate.
Ooh.
It's delicious. And then she uses the Japanese mayo, kewpie. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Soy sauce. What else do we put on
there?
Sriracha. Mm-hmm. Avocado with a side of kimchi.
Mm.
And salmon. That's already been cooked.
And then you wrap it up in a little seaweed paper and eat it bite size. It's delicious. I've had it so many times.
There was one time where I was like, let me just throw it over a salad. And I didn't use the seaweed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Delicious.
It's not pretty, but it tastes very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious.
Like that's most things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you made anything that was awful, like a hack that didn't work or something that?
Remember when, cool. I think this was like over a year ago, the DeLonga coffee, I forget what it's called.
The
spin.
The one where you shake it
until I think you like froths it. Yeah, I made it at work once and I didn't love it. It was very pretty.
Wait, what is that milk?
Talking about?
It's milk, which I'm not supposed to have.
Is this the coffee that looks like with cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that like special coffee thing, and then you make a coffee and then you put this creamy stuff on top.
I don't remember if it was DeLonga.
It's DeLonga.
DeLonga is a espresso machine.
Barista. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, you bought an espresso machine?
Yeah, I'm on Drink Talk too. Becky likes to send me a lot of Maggie's like coffee shop drinks, Maggie's tea shop drinks, Maggie's mocktails.
Like, cool drinks. And I'm like, well, I just drink black coffee, but she has like lavender and like all these other things she puts in.
Yeah. We have rosemary bushes in the front. Yeah. So I like burn rosemary all the time.
Whoa.
So fun. Yeah.
Gosh. I just go to my local coffee shop and get a cappuccino.
The way that she's got it in her hand.
She's got it in her hand.
I was influenced to buy the little Bissell heated pro carpet cleaner because I'm on Clean Talk.
Ooh.
And
love it.
I think I already own that.
Well, guys, Alfie, the pee-pee cat, pee-pee in the car. Well, this was months ago.
Alfie. I thought you meant new.
No, not Grandpa Barry. Alfie pee-peed in the car. And if you know anything about cats, it's that they have foul pee-pee.
If they pee somewhere, it always smells like cat piss.
Yes. There's like an enzyme in their pee that just needs to be broken down by crazy stuff. So we've gotten it professionally cleaned. I've left baking soda in my back seat for a week. I leave the windows open when it's, you know, in the garage.
How is this the first time we've heard about this? I feel like this is such a...
Okay. Yeah. It's the second time.
I feel like this is such
a... You got a lot going on.
Such a...
You got a lot of pee-pee on.
Yeah, there's a lot of pee-pee.
But I got the little thing. I cleaned my car twice and it worked.
No way.
You loved it. And it worked. Yep. And I went over to the McYangs and I cleaned their couch because Kimbop also pee-peed.
I'm thinking I'm going to need to borrow that. I babysat one of my friend's little... It's like a chihuahua mix. Mm-hmm. But she peed on a little spot on our living room carpet. Anytime I'm like laying on the floor hanging out with Beau, I'm like,
stinky.
This still smells like pee pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really stinky. Good. And it's like very satisfying because you see all the like, it stuff. Turns brown and you
and
see
then the,
it.
So the water goes into the, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Well, we were thinking it might be fun to pivot from these things that we've bought before to maybe buying something live.
Oh, sure.
Should we buy something?
Yeah. What's on your? Should we like open up our things and see like what's on the suggested?
Maybe should
Margaret,
be the ones.
Did you get a new?
Yeah, my other one got really dirty. Yeah,
so sparkly.
For those of you listening, I got another iPhone chain. It's a little bit more
in a new case.
It's sparkly. In a new case.
Thanks. It in the light it reflects blue and pink.
Ooh. Wow.
The lighting's not as good in here, but
like
it reminds me of like the 90s. Remember those 90s jewelry? Like it came in earrings and stuff. It reminds me of that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They still make those.
I think you guys have the most virgin TikToks.
Yeah.
So you'll actually maybe get the best bad things.
Well, you know, I've never bought something through TikTok.
It's not through the app.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So just someone advertising something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People don't really advertise things to me on TikTok.
And is it like a hashtag
just
ad?
On Instagram?
Or they're just like, look at this product. I love it.
You've never like swiped through and it's like 5 Amazon products that you absolutely need.
Yeah, but I say not interested in that because like I have enough Amazon shit in my life.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, suck it.
I feel like I have seen those, but where have I seen those? And usually they're not good. They're like not good. It's like a fly swatter. And I'm
very
like, yeah, duh. Mess.
Very fly swatter.
Yeah.
Well, okay, open up those
TikToks.
Okay,
I'll do it. I'll open up your TikTok.
I don't even know where it is. Let me see here. Tick.
If you pull it, yeah, you could search it.
Tickety tock.
Pull it down.
Okay.
Your voice doesn't match your face. And I'm like, what did you expect me to sound like? You thought I'd be like,
that's not selling.
Swipe it.
Planet Fitness. Nope. Okay.
Not a membership.
Swipe. Tarot readings.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
She's got contractor to talk.
Melio. So this is actually sponsored. It's basically Venmo, but it's called Melio.
Oh, that's a legit ad. Okay, an app.
Swipe.
We've just lost her to TikTok now. She's in the trance.
She just
like, can't come out.
Swipe. Wait, I think I need this Nerf gun.
Oh,
a Nerf gun?
No, I don't need that.
Okay, swipe.
Lydia, I have a really important question.
I feel like we're learning a lot about Ariel.
Will you wax my asshole?
swipe, Ariel.
I think she was trying to sell something. Okay, here's mascara. Finally, you. Sharing the secret to my long lashes.
That's it.
Liquid Ariel, extensions mascara. Shop now.
Go, Ariel.
Thrive Cosmetics. Here we go.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah, is it good? Becky was influenced.
I was influenced. No, I had a girlfriend that worked there.
Oh. Okay, I'm buying it. I will report back.
Perfect.
Okay.
Mascara.
She's been influenced.
$24.
It is an expensive. I think they give you like 15% off your first order, though.
Which is like a dollar.
Should I get black, blue, or brown?
Blue.
Brown.
I've never used blue.
Wait, this is hilarious because I use black mascara. But should I be using brown mascara?
No, you can use whatever mascara you like.
Wait, yeah. But why would somebody use brown over black?
Because to match their natural lashes.
Mm-hmm. But why would I want to match my natural lashes?
Some people don't want to be as like sharp.
If I'm putting on makeup, I want it to look like like
get
I'm a
black.
Fancy
bitch.
Get the black.
What you're saying. Get the blue. Midnight.
Okay, blue. No, I'll do black because then I'll actually wear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to wear it on the next podcast and tell us, give us your Ariel's beauty review. And would you buy it again?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Becky, you do it. I feel like you have a dialed in TikTok.
Let's see.
Your TikTok knows you like it.
Okay. So far I've got JoJo Siwa doing a dance. Oh, she's on Dancing with the Stars.
I have her too. I post on Instagram, but I hang out on TikTok.
Emily Mariko. There she is.
Yep. She's everywhere.
She's showing me Hot Pot.
Mm-hmm. Am I over her?
I have a girl dancing.
I think she's cute.
She's cute, but I don't know. She's too up in my TikTok. I need to.
I saw a really funny one of a guy making fun of her salmon rice bowl because they know I like that. TikTok knows I like that. And he like throws the ice cube. It's really funny.
We got Benny Drama. We got a plant man. Okay, here we go. Hanger versus human. Episode 3. Aritzia. How clothes look on a hanger versus a size 6 or 8.
Hmm. Ooh. Hanger versus human. Nice. Cute.
Hanger versus human.
Buy something, yeah. Becky.
From Aritzia?
Yeah.
I got a Phoebe Bridgers concert.
Ooh.
Ooh, we got love.
Penn Badgley saying, I wolf you.
Mm. Okay.
We've got...
I'll take it.
Oh, we got the pug again. Doubled up. I got... It says hashtag... Oh, it's a kitty with a wig on. Kitty with a wig on. We have Phineas watching Spider-Man. I have an ad for birth control.
Don't buy that.
I got Kelsey Dara.
Hi, Kelsey.
Halloween party. We got someone taking out a splinter from Dr. Pimple Popper.
Whoa.
Pulling it out of her foot.
Oh my gosh.
Ew, stop it.
Oh, it's big.
That's like
it's
swipe,
a big one.
Swipe,
that's me
swipe,
every
swipe,
day.
Swipe.
With Wes.
Let's see. I got, look, me and Olive Garden 3 months ago watching Zach and Miles from the Try Guys getting engaged, knowing full well they're both engaged to other people. See what it says.
What?
Whoa.
And I think to myself.
What?
That must have been really weird.
It's got 234K views.
Hey.
Whoa.
That I'll send is it so to you, funny. Miles. You know, I think that the mascara that I actually wear now, I was influenced to buy by Miss Rebecca Happersberg.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Most of my makeup, right, I think. To me.
I'll yeah, most go of my through makeup.
You. Yeah, Becky.
Just to make sure.
Just to make
hashtag.
Sure.
Hashtag, I've been
help
influenced.
Us. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not being sold anything.
You guys, seriously, the I've been influenced shirts.
Ariel, I don't want to advertise that.
It's so funny. I've been influenced.
Maybe like a keychain.
Oh, what about a thing for your phone? Oh. Your little wobbly do.
Wobbly right. do.
A little wobbly do.
Well, if you guys aren't going to make them with me, then I'm just going to make them myself.
Okay, you can make them yourself. It's, I don't want I don't want to advertise that.
It's so funny.
Well, we got influenced by one thing. Ariel got her mascara. Mm-hmm. I did. That was wonderful. Mm-hmm. We learned new things about TikTok. Mm-hmm. But I think what the audience really wants to hear about is what our mamas have learned from 2 weeks ago when you posted thirst traps.
Oh my gosh.
We got the initial reaction.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, but we never got the follow up. What was it like? Are you going to do more?
You're so right.
What did you love about it? And what would you do differently if you were going to do it again?
I would not do it at the same time that I was trying to sell a book. Although, I don't know. When we were at the Strand event, a lot of the people were just coming up and they were like, oh my God, your Instagram. And I was like, girl, thank you. Like,
Ariel, right, don't you know that's exactly how you sell a book?
I know, right? Yeah. With my butt.
Yeah, exactly.
How about you, Rach?
I mean, listen, it was thrilling in that putting something out there that was so revealing was like a little like, ooh, here it comes. But am I going to be doing more of it? No, because I need like a lot of support to take those photos.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't just popping those off on my iPhone by myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys want to go to a boozy brunch and take some cute photos. I can make it. I could do it again. Or like we still have a lot left over. I'm sure I'll post one or two here or there. But my great joy in life comes from photographing my kids. And my Instagram really reflects that. And big picture, will I put myself in more of the photos? Yes, I think so. But like all of them, no, that's not what's giving me the most joy.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it was good. It was hard. It was harder than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
And it was a little titillating and thrilling to post them. But like, it was also a lot of work.
Mm. Right?
Felt like a lot of emotional work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I found it very difficult to come up with captions.
Captions are hard. That's why you just use a singular emoji sometimes. Yeah.
But the pictures were so good. They're right. Not even, they're swiping so fast. It's like doesn't matter.
Yeah. The pictures speak for themselves.
Yeah,
they do. So a single emoji works, but
yeah.
I don't know. It felt very, I guess for me, it felt very out of character. And that's sort of what stressed me out about it was that people would be so like, surprised and maybe
I literally had the girlfriend of a good friend of Watson I's from like many years write to me and be like, hey Rach, I really love these, but like what the fuck is going on? And I was like, oh, it's for a video.
Right. Whoa. Right. I feel like people were like, what is happening?
What right like people who are not Try Guys people were like, what is the story here?
Why are you putting your butt on the internet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun, but it was also very stressful.
Yeah, it was like high stress, high fun to post them. Mm-hmm. Like it made my adrenaline rush posting them.
Oh, yeah.
I
was like, oh,
God. I will say that the whole experience has sort of inspired me to have like a mini glow up. You know, ooh. I feel like I want to be in photos more. And so I'm like, you know, I'm wearing jewelry more often. And I think that the fact that it kind of coincided with the book tour as well, because that was a week that Ned and I were without the kids and where I was, I kind of had to be on camera, you know, we were on like morning shows and stuff. And so I had to like, I was doing full makeup, full hair, like, you know, I got new clothes. I had to make sure that my nails were done. I mean, this was around the same time that I discovered the powder nails. Remember I told you guys about that?
The thing love that revolutionized those. Your life.
Totally revolutionized my life.
I will say it does make me want to take more like selfies of the girls and I and like be in photos a little bit more.
And honestly,
it does.
I think that's a great outcome. Yeah. I think that's a great outcome, you know, because it just sort of inspired me and made me feel the confidence to like be present in my life and in my photos again.
Love love that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that journey for you.
Oh.
Well, guys, on that note, that is end of the pod today. We've loved having you guys all sit with us.
Yeah, all of us all together.
Yeah, make sure you're liking and subscribing and downloading wherever you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But ta-ta for now. We'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.
Bye. Bye.